Welcome to Growing Hope with Catherine Lang, the show that focuses on the power of hope and the strength that grows up when standing on a foundation of possibility. This is Growing Hope, where we are gathering the keys for unlocking hearts open to pursue the extraordinary. And now, here's your host, Catherine Lang.
Hello, and welcome to Growing Hope, where we are investing a few moments to unlock and pursue our unique design. I am Catherine Lang, your resident dream igniter and hopesmith, here to infuse a little hope in the journey because hope makes it a little easier. Hope makes things a little more possible. Hope lifts the burdens that are trying to weigh us down, even if only a little and only for a moment. As long as I continue to fuel my journey with hope, then I continue to find what I need to take the next step. I know that if I want to reach my big dream goals, then I will have to keep stepping. One step after the next. It's the only way to take any journey, and also the only way to cross my finish line. I step, and I step in part because my life is infused with the hope of promise. I believe that I am designed on purpose and for a purpose. It is a hope that fuels that belief, and it is hope that grew up that belief to start with. Because I'm designed on purpose and for a purpose, then there is a reason. There's a reason for me. There's a reason I'm here. There is a reason I'm going where I'm going. There is a reason that the dream of my heart has taken root and it's beginning to grow up and it's pushing me. Because there is a reason. And because there is a reason, I have to keep going. I have to fulfill my unique design because I'm the only one that can and who will. In the last several weeks, I've had several surprise connections lead to interesting ideas and directions. The first time, I jumped wholeheartedly, all in. After all, it was an unexpected opportunity, so that had to mean that I was supposed to take it. I realized quick into the process, it was not going to work out. It was not a bad thing. And it would give me a chance to learn new things, but ultimately it was not my thing. Which reminded me, what was my thing anyway? What was the driving force behind designing the whiteboard of world domination and setting out my big dream goals? I decided to take a few days to review and refine my master plan, to map it out in a way that would not only help me take the next step, but would prepare me to deal with the unexpected opportunities. I'd learned the hard way that opportunities can be distractions. Distractions from my unique design and from the path I'm supposed to be on. They are not all beneficial blessings. And none of them seem to come with warning labels. I have to figure it out. Pursuing my unique design requires a discerning spirit and a heart that can see these opportunities and judge between the beneficial and the distracting. When I take the time to map it out, then I have the written reminder of not only where I'm going, but why I'm going that direction. It makes it easier to match my unique design with the unexpected and even the expected opportunities that come along. I can step back and look before I step forward and go. I had another opportunity that came up, and before I did anything, I took the time to look at my map. My driving values, which are hope and courage and purpose, those allowed me to see that it could be a nice fit without taking away from my own pursuits or distracting me from those driving values. But I took the time to look, and I took the time to imagine what it would be like. Imagine what my day would encompass. Imagine where I would go with it. And then, and only then, could I make a purposeful choice to pursue what it was I wanted to be doing and go down this path. But I had to remove all the limits that existed so that I could view the situation with a mind and a heart of freedom. I made the choice to remove the limits of finance so that I didn't let the need for an income make the decision for me. I made the choice to remove the limits of time so that I didn't allow my existing schedule to dictate my potential. I know I can adjust and things around, and I also know things are going to change. I made the choice to remove the limits of space. I know I can shift rooms to make new room or more room in one way or another. I made the choice to remove the limits of ability because even if I can't right now, I can learn. And I made the choice to remove the limits of connections because it turns out that I'm just a few people away from knowing almost everybody in the world. It's crazy when you think about it how very interconnected we are in this day and age. Too often I allow the external to dictate my journey. Limitations hinder the ideas. They can be real limits or real struggles, but that doesn't mean that with the right inspiration and the freedom of imagination, I won't be positioned to move around or even to move through the limits that currently exist. When I choose to limit the influence of the external, the limits of the finances, the time, the space, the abilities, and the connections, then I open up a path to live out my impossible. Removing the limits allows the inspiration to take off and moves me closer to the desired success I not only want for my life, but I'm supposed to be living. When I remove those limits, then I am free to imagine any scenario, any path, any direction, and I can begin to imagine what's going to fit for my journey, for my purpose, for my driving values. And when I position myself to imagine all the different avenues, then I create the right path for me to be pursuing that big dream goal. But I have to remove those limits so that I can allow the imagination to take off into all the possibilities. We have to follow the rules. I hate it, but we have to follow the rules. At the same time, we have to find a way to live outside the rules, which I like so much better. It can be crazy and mixed up and more than a little frustrating. That's why we aren't supposed to do it alone. We need others encouraging us to keep going, even when it is crazy and mixed up. Because the only way to get there is to keep going. I have to keep going. I have to keep pushing. I have to keep stepping. I have to. A spark of inspiration can be the perfect fuel to keep me going when I feel like, or maybe it even looks like, I have nothing left to go on. I can remember horseback riding through the woods in town, imagining that I was chasing the white stag and then moving through a patch of limbs into another world. It's this same imagination that makes it possible for me to write stories and to share those stories, even allows me to see an old palette and determine a new way to turn it into a book display for my upcoming conference. Because I've always practiced my imagination in search of the perfect inspiration, I have also learned to remove the limits from the equation. Imagination is no place for reality. It's just that simple. And the limits of my journey are the reality that anchors me down and refuses to give me the wings to fly. So I start by removing the limits of finances. I am aware of the finances. I can't remember a time when I wasn't aware. Even as a young girl, I knew that some things I might want but didn't need would cause a financial burden for my family. I might want to go to Spain with the rest of my Spanish class, but it wasn't necessary and it wasn't going to hurt me not to go. At the same time, I am learning to push aside the awareness and the limits of finances and see the possibilities and the potential. I can imagine the what ifs and the what will be's by looking beyond the current monetary flow. I know that there are more ways to find the funding than the ordinary and expected. And the more that I allow my imagination to grow, the more of these unexpected ways I will uncover. I also have to remove the limits of time, even though I know I only have 24 hours in a day. When I dare to dream about what I want or what I will be, and that dream settles into my heart, then I find a way to make the time for that dream. But if I put limits on the time I'm allowed before I even begin to imagine or dream, then I will never have the time to do anything new or unexpected or outside the ordinary. When I first started homeschooling our boys, I had to adjust my schedule to make it work. It was an important step in our family, and we found the time to make it work. When I began pursuing writing as a profession, we were still homeschooling. I had to find new pockets of time to make the new setup work. There's time for the things I imagine, and that becomes important enough when they become important enough, and when they are settled into my heart and into my knower, then I begin to uncover the time necessary to make it work. But I have to see past those limits first. The limits of space can be just as challenging as the limits of time can be, some ways even more. We know we have limited space, and imagining beyond that limited space takes practice. The more I practice, the more I will be able to see beyond the limits that do exist, and I will begin creating new possibilities, even from the existing situation. Now, I move furniture in our house all the time, especially if everybody has left. Although, I don't do it as much as I used to because I have kind of settled into the space the way it works best for us. But I like to move the stuff around so I can live with it and live in it and imagine in it and, see how it's going to work and how it's going to mesh in our lives. And if it works, then I leave it. And if it doesn't, then I begin to imagine again. I'm always, always looking for ways to create new possibilities. I know that I have limited abilities. I laugh because my husband has fainted somewhere out there because I made that statement. But I also know that I have limitless potential. When an idea begins to form, I start first with the idea. And then, and only after then, after I've taken time to think on that idea, then I begin to think about the skills I might need to acquire or to hire to make it work. I don't have to have it all right now to make it work, but I will never take that first step into something new and unexpected if I'm limited by where I am right now. And finally, if I'm going to reach my big dream goals, then I'm going to have to see beyond my current connections. Although the people I know are amazing people, it turns out that they know more people than just me. I was at a conference recently and I had been sharing this event on social media, and then another speaker shared an image on her social media and a friend of mine commented on her page because it turned out she knew us both and she was encouraging us to connect at this event. The people around me know more people than I can ever begin to imagine. It turns out that if I remove the limits of what I can see and understand within my current connections, then I am more connected than I could ever imagine. Living out a bold and purposeful life requires a constant supply of possibility thinking. I can only get there when I dare to dream, and then I begin to live out those dreams. But until I choose to remove the limits that are holding me back and pushing me down, I will continue to struggle to dream. And as long as I'm struggling to dream, I will struggle to walk out all the possibilities that are designed for my life. But we are almost there. We are just around the corner. The breakthrough I need and the big dream goals I desire are just on the edge of my grasp. Right there. Not here, but close enough that I can't give up going. But it will take imagination and inspiration to keep going. When we first bought the land where our house sits today, the back corner of the land was completely underwater. I mean, completely underwater. We had to see past the limits of what everybody else was saying and what we were seeing in order to grasp the potential. But we did. And because we could see past, we were able to get more of what we desired for less than it would have normally cost. I mean, who else is going to buy land that's underwater? When we first started our house, we definitely looked outside the box. We did have an architect draw up blueprints for the perfect two-bedroom cabin, but then one day, we saw a bunch of houses that had signs that declared for sale to be moved, and we started imagining beyond the limits we had been working from. We not only got more house for the money, but we got more house. I mean, it was tongue and groove walls, tongue and groove floors, tongue and groove ceilings, 1x6 subflooring, and even 1x6 roofing. It was built to stay. We could never have afforded the same size house with the same kind of construction for the same amount of money, or even the amount that we had available to us. In both situations, if we had let the limits dictate the step, then we would have missed the opportunity. We do have to live within limits, at least to some degree. But if we're going to live out bold and purposeful lives, then we have to imagine beyond the limits. Now, Peter did that. He not only imagined outside the limits, he jumped right out of the boat in pursuit of that impossible. The story shows up in Matthew, Mark, and John. The disciples all loaded into a boat and headed to the other shore while Jesus stayed behind because Jesus had been ministering and he needed some time to recharge. So later on, Jesus decided to walk to the other shore, the quick way. As he walked across the water, the disciples saw him and Peter yelled to Jesus. He said, "Jesus, if that's you, then call me to you." Now, Jesus was walking on the water. There was no pier, no flotation devices hanging around. So when Peter said, "Tell me to come to you," he was seeing way beyond the limits around him. Well, Jesus was Jesus. So Jesus said to Peter, "Come." And Peter jumped right out of the boat without hesitation and started walking to Jesus. On the water. Now, if that's not just seeing beyond the limits, but living beyond them as well, I don't know what else could be. But then the storms that had kicked up the waves, and these waves were bouncing around and probably splashing in Peter's face, and he turned his attention from Jesus to the reality of the waves, and he let the limits, the same limits he had been walking over, he let those limits drag him down. And limits will drag us down. But we are also in a position to walk over them when we have the right focus. In John 14, we learn just how we're going to live beyond the limits. In verse 12, Jesus shares with his disciples this: "The man that believes in me, everything that I have done, he will do also. And even greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father." Now remember, this is the same Jesus that walked on water, that healed the sick, and that raised the dead. He's saying, "You will do so much more than what I did." Jesus goes on to say in verses 13 through 15, whatever you ask in my name, that I will do. So the Father will be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. If, and this is a big if you love me, keep my commandments. I have it in me right now to see beyond the limits, to see beyond the ordinary, to see beyond the expected. And through the grace and blessings of Jesus, I have it within me right now to live beyond the limits as well. I am not confined to what the world says and the rules of this world. I can walk on water if I have the right focus. If I have the right focus. The choice is mine. I can be held back by the limits and the limitations, or I can remove those limits, dare to dream, and begin to live the extraordinary purpose for which I am uniquely designed. The choice is mine. And I'm going to dare to dream. I am Catherine Lang, and I am your dream igniter, because every day holds a promise of more, and every action contains the power of possibility. It's not about what the world says or even what the world shows. The strength of hope and encouragement will and does push through the limits and the walls of the world. My prayer is, and always will be, that the words I share are helping establish foundations of hope that will shatter the delusions of the world around us. Remember, in all that you're doing, be blessed and be a blessing.
You have been listening to Growing Hope with Catherine Lang. Join Catherine back here to unlock thoughts and ideas for growing up possibilities and giving wings to the hope for life. Visit Catherine's website, www.catherinelang.com, to learn more about her writing or to sign up to work with her. Catherine offers individual, group, and corporate coaching to jumpstart your journey to success. You can find more shared encouragement and inspiration through the Quote of the Day and the Moment of Hope broadcast. You can also find Catherine around social media to connect and engage and grow up relationships that will foster this journey of acceptance, hope, and possibility. On Facebook, look for The Catherine C. Lang. On Twitter, use @CatherineC. Lang. On YouTube, you'll find her at The Catherine C. Lang. Until next time, remember that a seed of hope, planted and nurtured, will grow up into a world of possibilities.